It's been a couple of weeks since the Royal Rumble, and no one's really talking about it, but I think it needs to be discussed. The Brass Ring Club is the shit, but nobody knows it. You got Cesaro, an indie king, a guy that's been everywhere, done it, but hasn't gotten the recognition that he deserves in the WWE. You've got Tyson Kidd, one of the best all-around workers in the WWE. He's proven it time and time again on NXT and has never really gotten a chance as a singles performer or even a tag performer in the WWE, despite the fact that he was a tag team champion several times. You've got Adam Rose, who's a much better worker than people give him credit for, a former FCW champion. And you've got the beautiful and talented Natty Neidhart, who is next to Paige and AJ Lee, one of the best workers in the Divas division, if not the best technical worker in the Divas division. You put all these guys together and you have a heck of a faction. And plus, you see, no one really caught it at Royal Rumble. Those shirts are freaking awesome. A spinoff of the Bullet Club shirt with kind of like Tyson Kidd's cat. I mean, they're freaking awesome. If they allow these guys to cut promos and to vent and to attack and to hunt rather than be mid-card guys that work people over in the ring and eventually lose, you're going to have an awesome mid-card faction. The WWE tag team scene, nothing against the Usos because I think they're awesome workers, but they're not the Hardy Boys. They're not Edge and Christian. They're not the New Age Outlaws. They have zero charisma. None. Ooh, so, yeah, fantastic. You guys can't cut a promo. So there's no way to bring that emotional element into a feud because it's going to be just about the match. And while that's important, you need to have a way to bring the fans into the match. And the Usos can't do that. They proved that they can't do that. Even when they work with two guys, the likes of Damian Sandow and The Miz, who are solid at cutting promos and can bring the crowd in emotionally, even if it's to the point of annoyance, they're at least eliciting an emotion out of the fans. The Usos don't do that. It's one of the reasons why Kofi Kingston isn't over. He's a great worker. He's got a cool catchphrase, boom, but he doesn't bring people in. The Brass Ring Club could totally do that. And the way that they would do that is just have Adam Rose ditch the whole party thing. Be a badass, but be like a fun badass. Almost like, be like Austin Powers in a way. Just like this really wild and fun guy, but he doesn't need the party anymore. You know, Bunny is gone. And just have him focusing on moving up the card. You have Cesaro, and you have Kidd win the tag team titles. And then you have Rose in the hunt for the IC title. Barrett is one of those guys, Bad News Barrett is one of those guys that doesn't necessarily need the title to get over. Everyone knows he's had a couple of Intercontinental title runs in him, that he's being groomed to eventually challenge for the WWE title. Him holding on to that title doesn't do anything. Rose needs that title a lot more than he does. And we've already had discussions on what I think about the U.S. title, that it shouldn't be around the waist of John Cena, that it should be on the waist of a young guy. So, if not Rusev, why not Rose? I don't say Rose beats Rusev. That does not happen. Or if it does happen, why can't it happen because Cesaro and Kidd cheat? Or that Natty helps him? Why can't Rusev's first loss be one that should have happened a long time ago by somebody getting involved and ruining a match for him? Why can't he lose his undefeated streak that way? He could still say that he's never been cleanly pinned, but he would lose the U.S. title because somebody held his legs, or maybe Natty takes out Lana, which would get a huge pop from the audience, and then Cesaro and Kidd do what they have to do to get Rose the belt. So then you have Rose with the U.S. title, just as wise ass, out to have a good time. And then you have Kidd with the freaking cat prints all over his tights and leggings and stuff like that. And then you have Cesaro, who has that world champion pedigree. So you have the three of them talking, getting involved, and getting the crowd emotionally connected in their feuds. It would be so much better. That's what the WWE would do, my friends, if they were smart.